It is time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We are pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Ariana Vergara. She's a junior over at Columbus Community High School in Columbus Junction. She's the point guard for the Wildcat girls basketball team, and she's had a terrific start to the season as Columbus as a team has gotten off to a great start. Not only 3-1, but a perfect 3-0 in conference play. They are a hair away from being a perfect 4-0. And Ariana Vergara, if you're looking for a great player in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference, I defy you to find one better than Miss Ariana. Almost 18 points, 8 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 4 steals. Also better than a block shot per game. Ariana, congratulations. That's a phenomenal start, but I'll let you kind of grade yourself. Do you feel it's been as good as you hoped it would be?
I think I'm off to a way better start than I expected. It feels good to see that I have improved so much compared to last year, and I hope to continue improving and to continue this good journey that I've started.
I had a chance to talk to you and your teammates before the season, and I think you specifically brought up, I want to be better, I want our team to be better in conference play and finish better. You guys have started great with these first three conference games. If you had to boil it down to one thing, what do you think has been the key to your success?
I would honestly say our energy. We value energy, and we've noticed that when we bring a lot of energy into our games, that we tend to do better, and I think that's one of the keys to us.
Talking with Ariana Vergara, Columbus Wildcat girls basketball player and our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Among those conference wins, I felt like Lone Tree last week was probably a very big one. They've got a lot that's back from a good team last year, expected to be one of the better teams in the conference, and you guys beat them at their place. How fulfilling was that, and what do you feel like was a big reason why you guys were able to win that game?
I would say that was amazing. It was very fulfilling, knowing that the group that we currently have, especially our varsity starters, the past 2 years have struggled and we're known to play good at our court, but then go to Lone Tree, and then we struggle terribly or play really bad. So to see us come out on top and play a really good game against Lone Tree at Lone Tree felt amazing. And going off your second question, I would honestly think that that's just because energy. No matter what kind of adversity came our way, we still kept our energy up and still kept cheering on our teammates. Even though they made mistakes, we still told them it was going to be okay. You got this.
That energy thing is something that goes back to, I think, even last year. You guys in particular, the way you play pressure defense, you average 16 steals a game as a team right now. And most of that is due to effort, right?
Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah.
What do you feel like is something over the course of the last 2 years that Coach Keltner and your other coaches, they do to make sure that you're going out every night and giving that sort of effort?
One of the parts of our practices is intensity, which is defensive stance, lanes, traps. And I think our intensity segment has really helped us when it comes to playing defense, and has helped us put in more of an effort. So if our offensive side isn't holding up, we can always rely on our defensive side.
Well, you guys have certainly been able to put it together, it looks like, in both ends of the game so far. But while it is early in the season, I'm sure there's maybe things you're thinking about you want to do better. Is there anything you've really kind of focused in on you're trying to improve the rest of the way?
Being stronger with the ball and pass taking. I mean, there's some of the games I'm not necessarily being as strong with the ball. And then another thing I want to do better in is just confidence. Against North Cedar, my confidence kind of went low because I wasn't hitting shots. I need to be able to still keep a strong mind and stay confident. Even when my shots aren't landing or even when I make mistakes, I need to be able to just move on to the next play with a fresh plate, clean start, and not worry about it.
Talking with Columbus girls basketball player Ariana Vergara, our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, along with the individual things, have you kind of either adjusted or you still have bigger team goals in mind the rest of the way?
For the start, I think we've done amazing, but for sure, bigger team goals, one of them being to see if we can go and get another win and see if we can make our chemistry even better. It was a little rough in the beginning since we did lose Sarah, Victoria, Miriam, and having a new, fresh set of people coming in, the chemistry was a little off. But knowing that we've been able to actually play really good, I think it's nice. It's just we just have to keep going with the chemistry, keep building the bond, and try and keep getting little accomplishments or wins as we go throughout the season.
We hope that ends up happening because it has been a great couple of weeks to start the season for you and your team, Ariana. Before we go, the last thing I want to ask is the sponsor of Athlete of the Week, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on their motto, "Movement is our medicine." What would you say are the movements that have made you a better basketball player?
One of the things that we really preach in practice is off the bounce or shot fake and going off the bounce or closing out under control. I think those are really two things that are really worked for me, one on the offensive side and the other on the defensive side.
And that is really a learned thing. You have to truly practice makes perfect with that because you got to train your body to make those movements time up, right?
Yes.
Well, I would say you've done an excellent job of that and so much more, Ariana. Congratulations on an awesome start to the season. Best of luck with this week and the rest of it.
Thank you.
Ariana Vergara, congratulations to her on a heck of a start to the season. If you're looking for an early contender for Player of the Year in the Super Conference North in girls basketball, this might be the chief one, as through four games, three of them wins, all of those wins in conference play for the Wildcats. Ariana is averaging almost 18 points, eight rebounds, 3.5 assists, four steals, and a blocked shot per game. She's been an all-around force of nature to help the Wildcats win three of their first four, and that's why she is our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week.